Locker Room Chats here on KMZA continues. An opportunity to talk with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, your number one Eagles getting another big win, 64-16 against Wetmore last week. You guys cruised to that 7-0 record and obviously looking to finish out the regular season this week with no losses. But when you go back to that Wetmore game and just kind of from start to finish, how your team performed, what were some of the key standouts to you?
Well, I thought our kids played, extremely well. We, took the ball offensively and marched right down the field and scored in about four or five plays. And then on our first defensive possession, while they fumbled and we picked it up and ran back to the 2-yard line. And then their next offensive plays, we called another fumble and pick it up. And, literally 2 minutes into the game, we were up 20-0. So, I was proud of the way our kids played and how they came out with the energy and we continue to get better every week.
Yeah, playing against Wetmore, they've had just kind of a down year. They've played with a lot of guys hurt and they've been losing some guys. So, talking to their coaches, they're just trying to battle and do what they can with little resources. As we hop into the final game of the regular season, your team is undefeated, number one in the state, an 8-man D2. Obviously, there's still so much to play for. But when you look at where the team is at right now, you see up and down the schedule, the scores and how they've shaped out. I mean, as a coach, where are you still looking to maybe improve on as we're now getting into postseason play?
Well, that's a great question. We're always trying to get our kids better in every aspect. And honestly, a lot of our freshmen last week never even practiced because they had a COVID outbreak in our school. We had one kid get it, so they were quarantined for a little while until we got things straightened out. So, one thing is I don't think our kids are in very good shape yet. If you can believe that, we got them back into conditioning shape yesterday or tried to, and they were tired. And I think they realized where 1 week without practice is kind of like lifting weights, set you back a little ways. And so, we haven't played too many full-length games. And I think that'll affect us, in the long run when we get to playoffs where we play those games. So, we need to improve shape-wise. We still got kids that are making some mental mistakes. It might not look that way, but when you study film, there's definitely mistakes that need to be fixed. Just because our score, we win big, doesn't mean that we're not making mistakes. So there's situations where, our kids need to get in the right spot on the field, whether it's pass coverage or if we're blitzing, defensively to get in the right spot that way as well.
Axtell will close out the regular season on Friday, a road trip to Onega. We will talk about that matchup coming up next. Continuing to talk with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler, his Eagles undefeated still 7-0 after a big win over Wetmore last week, number one in 8-man D2. Coach, you've locked up the district title. Obviously, your spot in the postseason is set, but, a big key is to keep the winning streak going, to gain that momentum or keep that momentum going into the postseason. So, obviously not wanting a slip up here against a very good Onega team, but just talk about the importance of this game, just to keep that stretch going into next week's postseason.
Well, you're right. Onega will give us one heck of a test. Their record is not any indication of how good of a team they are. They have some superior athletes on that field that can run the ball and will flat run you over if you're not ready for that. So we need to continue to get better. Like you said, one of our goals is undefeated season and we can't do that with a loss on Megan and they're a predominantly run team, and we need to try to really focus on slowing that run game down and they do a great job of blocking, and the running backs run extremely hard, and if you don't tackle low, we'll flat knock you over.
And you're getting them at the time where they're playing their best football. They started 0-3. Clifton, Clyde, Hanover, Frankfurt, very difficult stretch to start the year, but since then they have rattled off four straight big wins. That closest game out of those four was still a 22-point win against Beloit St. John's Tipton a couple of weeks ago. So obviously they're playing their best ball. Again, big, physical, they like to run the ball. Defensively, what are going to be some of the keys to slowing them down?
Well, it's kind of like I said, we definitely need to tackle these guys low. They run hard. Due to a little misdirection, where you need to, focus on both running backs to do a little, trap action and cross buck stuff that kind of confuses you a little bit. So, you need to stay assignment sound on where our linebackers need to be and our defensive ends need to, have a great game. They will toss sweep it outside, and then when you're not ready for that, they'll run it up in the middle on you. So they're like I said, a predominantly run team and well coached, and obviously, they do a great job at it. Like you said, their three losses are, against very good teams. And they had success offensively running the ball against those guys. So, we need to stay assignment sound defensively if we want to try to slow them down.
And what do you see from them defensively and what they're going to try to do to slow down your offense?
Well, they got guys on the outside that'll, try to cover our receivers. The Fisher kid is fast. He'll play, D-backs on our receivers that when we try to throw the ball, and I'm sure they'll come up with some scheme wise to, try to slow our running game down as well.
Onega and Axtell coming up on Friday, a ball game you can hear on 92.1 at KMZA, one of our many games of the weekend. Pregame will start after the conclusion of the Friday Night Fever show. Talking with Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler again all season long, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Each and every week. Good luck on Friday. And, of course, we'll talk to you next week before the postseason.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.